This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Whether they're housed or on the street, those who are experiencing homelessness may face the same outcome. CPR's Stephanie Rivera has more.
Housing alone was not enough to change the outcomes for dozens of people housed through Denver's Supportive Housing Social Impact Bond Initiative. The Urban Institute evaluated hundreds of clients who benefited from the program that works with people experiencing chronic homelessness. It found that, due to ongoing health challenges, their mortality rate was about the same as those living on the streets. Researchers did find a key difference among those populations. Providing housing was an effective way to reduce deaths due to extreme weather exposure. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
The commission tasked with improving community relations with Colorado Springs Police has approved the findings from a department-commissioned use-of-force study. Members of the Law Enforcement Transparency and Advisory Commission, or LETAC, presented the recommendation to City Council last week. Former LETAC Vice Chair Steve Kern said the report is a big step forward for CSPD and for the city.
Very few police departments in this country open themselves up to this kind of examination, and it's important to recognize just how robust it was.
Kern says LETAC will continue to engage with CSPD over efforts to improve its use of force policies. And the Denver Broncos are in Las Vegas today to take on their arch rival, the Raiders. Game time is 2:25. This is CPR News and KRCC.